Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The soul turned toward God in obedient faith. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. 1 Corinthians 2:11 through 12. At birth, you received 5 senses with which to perceive the physical world around you. Coming to Christ, you received a 6th sense in the person of the Holy Spirit, who opens up a world of spiritual reality. Listen carefully as F.B. Meyer examines the work of God's 6th sense in the lives of men and women. Walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. When we turn toward God in obedient faith, we are lifted through faith into union with the heavenly man, the Lord Jesus Christ, and rise above the natural level. Then we walk in a new world. Then we become aware of the unseen and eternal. Then the spiritual senses are as quick to discern good and evil as our physical is to distinguish light from dark. The Spirit is our capacity for God. When it is brought to life, we move on to new levels of experience. We touch reality. When a channel is formed between the Spirit of God and the Spirit of man, there is an instant communication of grace and power which finds its way into every avenue of the soul, enlightening the mind and imparting a divine enthusiasm. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
1 Corinthians 2. And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness, and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Jesus said, "When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, and he will tell you what is yet to come." John 16:13. The Spirit was given to help you understand the world as God sees it. Do you need guidance to choose the right path? Wisdom to order your priorities, right? Then look to the Spirit of God. He will guide you through prayer and the pages of Scripture into a realm of insight about which the world knows nothing.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.